Chapter 27. When I emerged from the gate, my avatar reappeared back inside Terrell's office. The Voight-Kampff machine had reappeared in its original location, resting on the table beside me. I checked the time. Over 3 hours had passed since I'd first entered the gate. The room was deserted, save for the owl, and the security klaxons were no longer wailing. The NPC guards must have busted in and searched this area while I was still inside the gate, because they no longer appeared to be looking for me. The coast was clear. I made my way back to the elevator and up to the landing platform without incident. And thanks be to Crom, the Vonnegut was still parked right where I'd left it, its cloaking device still engaged. I ran on board and left Axrenox, jumping to light speed as soon as I reached orbit. As the Vonnegut streaked through hyperspace, headed for the nearest stargate, I pulled up one of the screenshots I'd taken of the red star symbol. Then, I opened my Grail diary and accessed the subfolder devoted to the legendary Canadian rock band, Rush. Rush had been Halliday's favorite band from his teens onward. He'd once revealed in an interview that he'd coded every single one of his video games, including The Oasis, while listening exclusively to Rush albums. He often referred to Rush's three members, Neil Peart, Alex Lifeson, and Geddy Lee, as the Holy Trinity, or the Gods of the North. In my Grail diary, I had every single Rush song, album, bootleg, and music video ever made. I had high-res scans of all their liner notes and album artwork. Every frame of Rush concert footage in existence. Every radio and television interview the band had ever done. Unabridged biographies on each band member, along with copies of their side projects and solo work. I pulled up the band's discography and selected the album I was looking for, 2112, Rush's classic sci-fi-themed concept album. A high-resolution scan of the album's cover appeared on my display. The band's name and the album's title were printed over a field of stars, and below that, appearing as if reflected in the surface of a rippling lake, was the symbol I'd seen on the Black Tiger Games monitor, a red, five-pointed star enclosed in a circle. When I placed the album cover side by side with the screenshot of the game screen, the two symbols matched exactly. 2112's title track is an epic seven-part song, over 20 minutes in length. The song tells the story of an anonymous rebel living in the year 2112, a time when creativity and self-expression have been outlawed. The red star on the album's cover was the symbol of the Solar Federation, the oppressive interstellar society in the story. The Solar Federation was controlled by a group of priests who are described in part two of the song titled The Temples of Syrinx. Its lyrics told me exactly where the crystal key was hidden. We are the priests of the Temples of Syrinx. Our great computers fill the hallowed halls. We are the priests of the Temples of Syrinx. All the gifts of life are held within our walls. There was a planet in Sector 21 named Syrinx. That was where I was headed now. The Oasis Atlas described Syrinx as a desolate world with rocky terrain and no NPC inhabitants. When I accessed the planet's colophon, I saw that Syrinx's author was listed as anonymous. But I knew the planet must have been coded by Halliday because its design matched the world described in 2112's liner notes. 2112 was originally released in 1976, back when most music was sold on 12-inch vinyl records. The records came in cardboard sleeves with artwork and a track listing printed on them. Some album sleeves opened up like a book and included more artwork and liner notes inside, along with lyrics and information about the band. As I pulled up a scan of 2112's original fold-out album sleeve, I saw that there was a second image of the red star symbol on the inside. This one depicted a naked man cowering in front of the star, both his hands raised in fear. On the opposite side of the record sleeve were the printed lyrics to all seven parts of the 2112 suite. The lyrics for each section were preceded by a paragraph of prose that augmented the narrative laid out in the lyrics. These brief vignettes were told from the point of view of 2112's anonymous protagonist. The following text preceded the lyrics to part one. I lie awake, staring out at the bleakness of Megadon. City and sky become one, merging into a single plane, a vast sea of unbroken gray. The twin moons, just two pale orbs as they trace their way across the steely sky.